Okay, good evening, girls. I hate to say this, but I'm over the fast, and I hear Abigail Delmont is also, so you guys are still fasting, tough luck, but there's our Shema, it'll be over soon. Don't worry. Before I start talking about Shavuot of the Tammuz, I want to just go over some basic halachot that you all need to know, obviously, and whatever I miss out or is unclear to you, then obviously feel free to email or to contact me in any way you want and to clarify things. So I'm just going to go through some things quickly, and then we'll start the shiur, without a shame. So first of all, Shechiyanu. So the minhag is not to say Shechiyanu from today until after Tisha B'Av. On Shabbos you are allowed to say Shechiyanu. So we're talking about, let's say, clothing that you buy. You're allowed to buy, we'll talk about it soon, you're allowed to buy and wear clothing that even if you would make Shechiyanu, but then you must wear it on Shabbos and make Shechiyanu. Which clothes do you make Shechiyanu? Clothes that you don't buy often, and it's a big simcha for you to buy. Those kind of clothes you make Shechiyanu. And if you have something that you want to wear that would require Shechiyanu, so you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. If you get a fruit that has to be Shechiyanu, also leave it until Shabbos. But if you can't because it will go bad or something, then you can eat it and make the Shechiyanu. Shopping. Okay, so from Rosh Chodesh Av, you cannot do any clothes shopping unless it's for things that are not important. Like if you have to buy spoons, I don't know, spoons, knives, anything silly you're allowed to buy. The things that are choshuv or clothing, you're not allowed to buy. So whatever you want to get, you have to get before. You're allowed to even buy things that will require Shechiyanu, just don't wear them. Or wear them on Shabbos. Okay, that has to do with shopping. Haircuts. So, if you have to cut your hair because of serious reasons, then it's permitted. Otherwise, you're not allowed to cut your hair. Already, Ashkenazim from now, Saudi are allowed to cut their hair this year because Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos. And so, therefore, it's considered that there's no Tisha B'Av as far as haircuts are concerned. Ashkenazim cannot take your haircut or shave your beard, in case you have one, until after Tisha B'Av. For women, hair on the body may be shaven. Only hair on the head may not be. Right. More dinim that has to do with the 9 days, specifically, so I maybe I'll send out an email, but wine and meat, you're not allowed to eat from the Rosh Chodesh Av, except on Shabbos, or a special Shiddush Mitzvah. If you have a Shiddush Mitzvah to go to, so you can email me and I'll tell you whether you can eat there or not. And then 3 weeks, obviously, before Rosh Chodesh, we have meat and wine regularly. Cutting fingernails. So this year, everybody can cut fingernails regularly because Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos. So usually, it's only the week of Tisha B'Av you cannot cut fingernails. And even then, you're allowed to cut early Shabbos. This year, because Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos, it's considered as if Tisha B'Av is not during the week, so you can cut fingernails. Music, I'm sorry to tell you, is also, and you know that Rabbi Zriel holds that vocal is the same as regular music, and it's also. And even exercise, Rabbi Zriel says no. If, however, you feel that you're cracking up and getting into depression, you can listen to music. Slow music, even though Rav Zalman said it's permitted, try and avoid it because a lot of people hold that all music is awesome. But if you feel that you need to or whatever, then slow music is okay. I would try and avoid it from the Shredish app because really 1 week of not listening to music is not going to kill anybody. And something important, well, that's basically the halachos I wanted to cover. I can't remember if there's anything else, and if it is, please don't hesitate to email. Something important that we all need to register in our heads. And it's not only your problem, it's everybody's problem. Once upon a time, people mourned in this period. And the Swedish Arab people went into kind of mourning mode. And Tisha B'Av people even cried. Today it's very rare that that happens. And Baruch Hashem, although everybody is asking a million shaylos that have to do with the 3 weeks and 9 days, So it's become more technical thing, how to get around it and how to keep the halakha properly even. But the heart is not there. Now, we can't automatically make the heart clear and have a feeling for not having the Beis HaMikdash, etc. But that's what we have to try and work on, and that's what we're going to talk about a little bit today. But nevertheless, you still need to ask Shaylis. But what we can try and do as a team, as usual, is to inject heart into a question. In other words, when you ask me a question, can I do this, can I do that, can I not do this, etc., what we need to do is to think, wait a minute, let me say I've got a problem with it. I shouldn't be doing it. I should be doing it. I'm allowed to. Why am I not allowed to do X, Y, Z? What is it? And then I have to think a little bit. And I have to think a little bit of the missing Ribbon Shleim, the missing connection. If you felt, some of you who did finish Shon Aleph now, so you felt a strong connection to Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael, and perhaps you're feeling a bit less now where you are. Imagine that multiplied a million times, okay? Now, if you miss this connection, if you feel you're lacking it, you would like to have it, this Kedusha connection that you had when you were in Yerushalayim, when you were in seminary, you're longing for it, good, take that and translate it to the 3 weeks and the 9 days and say, yes, I'm longing a connection to Kedusha, which I would have had if it would have been a Beis HaMikdash. And that's how we can try and make it more practical and realistic. Okay. Now, to talk a bit about Shavuot of the Tammuz. Actually, it was on Shabbos. Today is the 18th already, Yud Ches Tammuz. The Rambam writes that when he talks about Shavuot of the Tammuz and other fast days, so he begins like this. There are days that Am Yisrael fast, because of the tzoros that happened on those days. And the reason we fast and say slichas or whatever is in order to awaken our hearts, that's what the Rambam says, and to open the ways of tshuva. And it continues. Now, the sefer that I used to prepare the shiur says that in order to, you know, if we are to do tshuva, like the Rambam says, it means that we did an aveira. There was something wrong. So what was wrong? If we are to be true for something, then obviously we did something wrong. What did we do wrong? And then Rambam continues and counts the 5 things that happened on Shavuos of the Tammuz. There are different opinions exactly what happened when, but basically they're the same, and it goes like this. I'm going through the list, and don't worry, it won't take too long. The 5 things, and I'm going to talk about the another each one. The 5 things were that the Luchot HaBrit, the first Luchos that Moshe Rabbeinu brought down from Shemayim were broken, and that was because Bnei Yisrael did the Egel, Azov, so he had to break the Luchos. So that's one thing that happened on Shavuos of the Tammuz. Number two, in the Beis HaMikdash, every day there were 2 korbanos called the Tomid, Korban Tomid. And the Rambam writes it in Bais Rishon, and others say that it is Bais Sheni as well or something, the Korban Tomid stopped. They stopped bringing the Korban Tomid, which we are so far from that, we can roll our eyes and say, okay, so, all right, so we have to see what that is a little bit. Number three, the walls surrounding Yerushalayim were smashed and the enemy entered in the Bais Sheni, which means the Romans entered Yerushalayim, which was the beginning of the Churban. 3 weeks later, they started the burning of the Beis HaMikdash. So obviously that we can understand. Imagine Hashem Yirachem, the enemy, entering our villages, our suburbs, our homes, etc. That's the beginning of the Churban. That we can understand is something terrifying, and it happened on this day. Number four was the Sefer Torah was burnt by somebody called Apostmos, who was a Roman ruler. And the 5th thing was that they put a tzelem, they put an Avodah Zarah, in Heichal of the Beis HaMikdash, which, okay, we understand is not something that's so nice, but, okay, we can't far from it. What are these 5 things? Is there a connection between them? Why dafka these 5 things happened? And is there a common denominator that runs along these 5 things. So I'm going to go quickly through them, at least most of them, and we'll see that there is, yes, a common denominator, and that is the chet. That's a common denominator, that is the kesher, that is the chet that was done. And then we can see, okay, what we have to do. Okay. Now, something very interesting. On Har Sinai, Am Yisrael, every single one of us, was given two crowns by the Malachim. Each crown was because Bnei Yisrael said, Na'aseh v'nishma. So they got one crown for Na'aseh, and the other crown they got for Nishma. Now notice that they did not say, E'eseh v'eshma, which would mean that I will listen, I will do and I will listen. They said, Na'aseh v'nishma v'loshem na'alim. What is that coming to teach us? So, the Na'aseh means that we will keep the Torah, and Nishma, we will listen to what is going to come out of. But it was said, the Lashon Rabbi, we will. Meaning, I will obey the Torah, and I will take it upon myself to make sure that my friends, my neighbors, my town, my city, my family, will also obey the Torah. So they made a common bond. Not a forcing bond, but a bond of a chais, of responsibility. We are a unit, and together we are going to keep the Torah Hashem. And that's why it says, V'yanu chol ha'om yachdov. Everybody together. And it is something that was done with Simcha Rabba, that together we are going to keep the Torah Hashem. That got them this very special gift of crowns that they adorned on their heads. They're not married for two crowns. I don't know. And it was this special unity of Na'aseh v'nishma, of Ayanu Kola'om Yachtov, as we know, that gave them the Shechinah Kedoshah of Har Sinai. So the incredible Maila of Har Sinai came about because of Achdus. Akadosh Baruch Hu, Shechinah, descends onto Klal Yisrael. It doesn't descend onto a Yochid. When Klal Yisrael were not as if behaving in the Midbar, Moshe Rabbeinu did not get the regular Gilui Shechinah. As a unit, as we won, we get the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now, in Chet HaEgel, they said something very, very interesting. This is the first time I ever noticed this from the sefer that I used. And it says like this. When they built the Egel, when they made the Egel, then they announced, Eile, this Egel, Elohecha Yisrael. Am Yisrael, this is your God. Why did they not say Eloheinu? If they all doing Avodah Zarah together, whatever the Avodah was, whatever the Avodah of the Egel was, which we're not going to say, but why did they not say Eloheinu? It's our God, and this is what we're accepting now, Chas V'Shalom, instead of Moshe Rabbeinu. Why did they use the term, it's yours, not mine? So the reason, the answer is like this. Each one knew that to do Avodah Zarah properly, it's very scary. Because the Hu punishes. And nobody wanted to really do it inside their heart. Now, there's a halacha in Avodah Zarah, by the way, that if a person, gets, even if he bows down to an idol, that in his heart, he doesn't accept it as God, it's not Avodah Zarah. It's not allowed to do it, nevertheless, but it's not Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah requires the heart. So here, everybody of Catholic Israel said, this is your God. It's not mine. He didn't say it's mine. Why? Because then the inside they were scared to accept it. They knew that they were who punishes, or because they really believed in Catholic Israel and only the Arabs have made the ego. But it wasn't something that they really accepted. But who did accept it? You're accepting it. So what did they take off themselves? They took off the responsibility of making sure that everybody else does Avodah Hashem. Each one as if thought, okay, I'll continue being in Avodah Hashem, at least inside. Outwardly, I'll be with everybody else, but inside I'll keep it. But it doesn't matter if others don't keep. It's your God. So in other words, you let go of your feeling of connection that everybody together is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The result of that was Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchas. Receiving the luchos, receiving the special connection with the bunchling, requires an achdus. They lost that achdus. They lost that achdus, and as a result, they, not that it was a punishment as if not to get the luchos. It wasn't seen as a punishment. It was, you cannot get them. Because you don't have the achdus that you're supposed to have, you don't deserve the luchos. Or, in other words, you don't deserve the special shchina of the Kodesh Baruch Hu bestowed upon you, and the two crowns were removed. So Chet HaEgel, what's the underlying thing? A lack of feeling, of unity, of Din Avodas Hashem. So, all in one word, Din Avodas Lachavivah. The unity, the connection, the Achdus. Okay, that's number one, Chet HaEgel. Number two was, the Korban Tomid wasn't brought. But I'm going to start with the other one first. I don't know why, but I wrote it like that. The wall of Beis Shoin was broken, which eventually brought about the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Some new concepts that I picked up now. Beis Rishon, the Maharal says, stood because of Schus Ovis. The Schus Ovis, according to the Akri, gave Kali Shoin Beis Rishon. Now, let's look at the three others quickly. Avraham Avinu was extreme in his Shmirah of Arayis. Why do we see that? Because when it says that they came to Mitzrayim, him and Avraham and Sarah came to Mitzrayim, Avraham said to Sarah, I now know that you're beautiful. And what happened until now? Until now he didn't look. So it's not that he didn't look. You have to understand, it was normal. But he didn't look for the sake of beauty on its own. He used it for ever or two, but he had a certain shmira of Arias, even with his own wife. Okay? That was Avraham. Yitzchak was the opposite of Avodah Zarah, because he was a Korban Tomid. He was mevakel himself to Kodesh Baruch Hu totally. He gave up his life to Hashem. In other words, not to anything else, not to Avodah Zarah. So Yitzchak was the epitome of Bittin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the opposite of Avodah Zarah. Yaakov Avinu was the opposite of Esav. Esav lived on his sword, which is Shiras Damim. Yaakov was the opposite. Keeping life. The opposite of Shiras Damim. Now, when Bnei Yisrael did these three Avodas in the time of the Beis Rishon, they lost the Shiras Damim because they went against what the forefathers depicted. Mele, they lost the Beis HaMikdash. So it's not that they were punished to lose the Beis HaMikdash, but when you don't have the schus, the Beis HaMikdash couldn't be there. You don't deserve it. You can't have it. Less a punishment, more a result, a consequence. So the first Beis HaMikdash they lost because they didn't keep the key points. Then Klal Yisrael on their own, the Maharal continues, merited the Beis HaMikdash Hashemi because of the Achdus. They wanted the Shemigdash, they wanted the Shechina, there was an Achdus, there was a Klal Yisrael restored themselves, and you got to the Shemigdash on their own. The Schus Ovis wasn't there anymore. When Sinas Chinam, Chazal tell us, is what destroyed the Beit Sheni, Mimele, they didn't have the merit for the Beit Sheni. The Beit Sheni came because Klal Yisrael had an Achdus. As soon as they had Sinas Chinam, you know, they kept the trail and did everything else, but there was a Ben Adam Chabelu that was messed up. They lost the Schus Beis Sheni. In Eile, Rambam says that in the Shiloh of the time was the wall of Yerushalayim was broken, because this is the beginning of the Churban, because of Sinas Chinam. So what is the connection to losing the Beis HaMikdash Sheni? Achdus. Again, they didn't have Sinas Chinam, there was a lack of the other Mechaveri, they didn't merit the Beis Sheni. Right. The third thing that happened on Shavuos of the Tammuz was the Korban Tomid wasn't brought in the Beis HaMikdash anymore. Now, the way Chazal said what happened was, when the Romans surrounded the Yerushalayim, and you couldn't come in and couldn't go out, so where did they get lambs or lambs, yeah, for the Korban Tomid? So there were people that they were able to kind of buy lambs from. They would fill up a bucket and lower it over the wall of Yerushalayim, and it would be going, waiting on the bottom, And with those, that gold, they bought a lamb, and the lamb was raised with the rope that was used to lower the gold. And then they had a lamb to bring a Kohen Tamid. And that's how they used to do every day. And then on Shavuos of the Tammuz, they lowered gold to get lambs, and instead there were two chazerim, pigs, that the enemy had put instead. And when it was halfway up the wall, it says that the, whatever this means, there's obviously this Kabbalah behind it, and this Machshava, I don't remember what it is. It says the hooves of the pigs kind of got stuck or scraped the walls of Yerushalayim, and there was a kind of an earthquake. Now obviously that means, I don't know if it's figurative or it's literal, and it means something, but then they couldn't bring the Korban Tomei. That's what happened. Now, what does it represent? What is this Korban Tomei? Something that we should know. What does the Korban Tomei represent? So there's a Gemara or a Medrash that says like this. Give me a pasuk that incorporates the Kol HaTzuyah Kulo. Give me a pasuk. So one Tana said, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokim Hashem Echad. That incorporates the whole Torah. Why? Shema Yisrael means that everything in the world is under the Ribono Shel Olam. Hashem is Echad. It means everything you see, He created, He controls, He manages, He knows. It's all in our imagination that we think of the world. It's the Ribono Shel Olam in the world. You don't see it, but He. So think of it more than that. All the Klalis are serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Each one of us, you, me, your friends, your parents, your neighbors, every Yid, has a tasking. Our joint tasking, your tasking, my tasking, is to do away with Hashem, and together we build this beautiful crown. Think of it as if we're one body. A body has arms, legs, hands, nose, ears, has organs. The purpose of all these organs is to serve the body. A body that has lacking an organ is dysfunctional and cannot function properly. Hands don't serve hands. Hands serve the body. A heart serves the body. The brain serves the body. Every serves a function. Every one has a different function, but serves the whole. I'm afraid, think of it like this. Each one of us serves for the whole. And all together, we're a unit that do it with Hashem. Some people are better in Tzimah. Some people are better in Mitzvah. Some people are better in Torah. Altogether, we perform a single unit of our Yiddish Hashem. Try further present that. Everything is towards Hashem Echol. Beautiful. It's not my fault. Don't praise me. It's beautiful. Then another Tana said, no, there's another Pasuk, and I can't remember what it is. And then another Tana said, oh, B'haf Re'ach HaKamoicha. Whoa. He said, B'haf Re'ach HaKamoicha Ani Hashem. I'm referring as a unit. He's one big unit of Avos of Israel. Together it's Ani Hashem. Wow, that's not wrong. Then the third pasuk, they said, is this pasuk of bringing the Korban Tomid in the Beis HaMikdash. One Korban Tomid in the morning, one Korban Tomid in the afternoon, which is so weird. What is it going to do with anything? How is it better than Shema Yisrael? And the psak of the Gemara or Medrash was that that's the best pasuk. That beats me. Hello? Ma kesher. And he explained like this so beautifully. In a nutshell, part of the Korban Tomid's reason was it was brought in the morning in the Beis HaMikdash. One of the first things they did in the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because during the night, people did aveiros, people did things wrong. The sun is rising, and many going worship the sun. So they were bringing a Korban Tomid in the Beis HaMikdash to say, cancel everything. All your avodah is through one Korban, it's a single Korban, one lamb. One lamb represents Klal Yisrael. One lamb represents all the avodah of every Jew. It's an mevatel avodah zara. In other words, there's no other reason to be alive except to serve Hashem. And this was depicted in that Korban Tomid. So I think the Kohanim, by the way, had to do all kinds of Kabbalah different thoughts when they got this Korban. But let's think if we were living in the time of Beis HaMikdash. Okay? So you would go about your day. You're about to start your day. Before you go about your day, you're about to start your day. You're about to daven, you're about to start your day, you're about to do whatever. Palmosan, mitzvah, whatever. But so he's a friend. So he's a friend. Each one of us was supposed to think that my avodah is going to be depicted and shown to Hashem in that Korban Tomid, since he's my friend, since he's my neighbor, since he's my shul, since he's my kehillah. Together we all bring in one Korban, because all together we're a unit of Avodas Hashem. Now if we would think that and know that every morning when I get up, my Korban, my very own Korban, is being sacrificed in the Muslim version, offered to Hashem. Part of me is in that Korban, and so part of you. And together we bring Avodas Hashem. I don't know what it did, but I imagine it could have done a lot for a unity feeling and a feeling of servicing Hashem. The next one was brought in the afternoon, kept at least before the night time, to say that the entire day of Avodah also has to be directed to Hashem. So before the day, after the night, and before the night, after the day. That's, so the two korbanos represent the 24 hours of Avodah Hashem in unity. Now, when unity was disrupted, when the lack of the Nodom Havilu started, so then the Korban Tomid wasn't going to fulfill its purpose, because then it wasn't an avoida of our avoida as one unit being worshipped or offered to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We became single people worshipping Hashem. So the Korban Tomid didn't fit. It wasn't the right Korban. As a result, it didn't have a purpose. It didn't have a use. So the Korban stopped. Now, if you think of it, in the beginning, I asked, so what? Come on. So the Korban wasn't brought. Big thing. No, it's a big deal. Because that was our connection. Our connection amongst each other, between each other. And then direct to think of a million or Yidden. Think now. Yidden are in the world. If we all did away with Hashem, as a unit, I want you, Avodas Hashem, to be much clearer, not only mine. I want you to be the best person you can be, and I want to think like that. And then all together we have a million arrows, for example, going towards one lamb, and that one lamb is being burnt on the Mizbeach. So that means that all Avodas Hashem was accepted, and the smoke and the fire went up to us. Because what would it mean? Our Avodas Hashem was accepted in Shemaim. What an incredible feeling. How many times, girls, do you feel that you davened to Hashem, you don't always accept? How many times do you feel you did a mitzvah and you said Hashem appreciated it? Imagine doing it and the smoke of your korban was accepted. Whoa, that will give such a boost. And when that was stopped, we were deflated. We kind of felt defeated. So then, how do I know? Then we kind of feel like today. How do I know my witness Hashem is worth anything? So, if you think that when did this happen, this feeling of oish, I lost it. It happened to also the Tammuz, and that's something bad. That's something that's heartbreaking. And that's the point. What are the Tammuz? The other one was that Sefer Torah was burnt, and I'll be honest, I don't remember what he said about it in the Sefer. I must have missed that page. But it could very well be that Sefer Torah includes all of us inside without getting into it too much, because I've got the other thing to say. That the Sefer Torah has all the letters of Talithol, all the Neshamas of Talithol. Apparently the 600,000 letters aren't exactly, but the Chazon does work like that, I'll explain to you another time. Which means it does represent all of us, and when that Sefer Torah was burned, that's the connection between us and Hashem as a unit, and it was taken away. That's the fourth thing, and it was burned until Shavuos of the Tammuz. The fifth thing was that they put a Tzelem in the Heichal on Shavuos of the Tammuz. Now, the Prime Bologian explains that the Goyim, the biggest, cruelest rulers, they cannot affect Shemaim. They cannot affect the upper worlds in Shemaim. They don't have any shaykhs to it. Only we do. We, with our abilities, with our capabilities, are able to build worlds in Shemaim, whatever that means, because I don't know, and can destroy worlds in Shemaim. A Yid can do that. If a Yid sees positive things, then he's building, and he does positive mitzvahs, he's building a lomis, the kind of Lovin says. And if he doesn't, and he does bad things, he's destroying. Now, Abraham, I think, continues that when a person thinks in his heart good thoughts, he's bringing the heart, the lave is the Kodesh HaKadoshim of the body, and represents the Kodesh HaKadoshim in Shemayin of the Yid. And when a person brings good thoughts of any type of people, of Avodas Hashem, of Emun, of Bitochim, of Yira, in his heart, he's bringing beautiful things to his Kodesh HaKadoshim. And if a person has to show him things, bad thoughts, or dirty thoughts, or evil thoughts, he's bringing a Tzelem into the Heichal. He's bringing disgust in the Kodesh HaKadosh, because that's what his heart is, and it affects in Shemayim. Now, we know the Gemara says that when Titus destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, burnt the Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara says that he ground flour, kemach. Now, usually you grind wheat and it becomes flour. Who grinds flour? Nobody. It's as if you're superfluous, you do nothing. So they say about Titus, we, Am Yisrael, Hashem Yishmo, destroyed the Beis HaMikdash Shemalo. Titus destroyed the Beis HaMikdash Shemato. And according to what the Chaim Volozhin says, it's like this. If we would not have destroyed the Beis HaMikdash Shemalo with our actions, they could not have destroyed the Beis HaMikdash Shemato. Why? Because they got much, because then they would have been stronger. The Beis HaMikdash Shemalo is stronger. They could not have touched the Beis HaMikdash Shemato. Only because as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu removed his Shechina from the Beis HaMikdash Shel Malo, we were able to destroy the Beis HaMikdash Shel Malo. How did we, unfortunately, with our actions, destroy Beis HaMikdash Shel Malo? By having disunity in our hearts between Kal Yisrael. If our hearts would have an achdus and a love between each other, then that would have been a laze of Kedusha, and the Kodesh HaKadoshim would have been clean in Shemayim, then they could not put a tzelem in the Kodesh HaKadoshim in Beis HaMikdash Shel Malo. It was only after we destroyed our Kodesh HaKadoshim in Shemayim that they were able to put a tzelem in the Heichal in Kodesh HaKadoshim in this world, in the physical world. So, based on what we just said now, we can see that there's a common connection between all five things that happen, which have also the Talmud. It's mind-boggling. Guys don't play me, it's not mine. I saw it in the Seder over on Shabbos, and I went tonight to prepare, so I can give it over to you. So it is a day that we must realize we have to fix. As the Rambam started off, this is a day to be true. You still are in Shiros of the Tamils, but it doesn't only in Shiros of the Tamils, obviously. These 3 weeks are all in order to bring us to fix what was wrong, to fix based on what we say now, mainly, Achdus, a feeling of caring. Now, the question always bugs me, and it still bugs me, and I don't have a proper answer for it, I'll be honest. Let's say I'm going to work on Rabbi Nodon Havero, and it'll become near perfect. Is that going to build a Beis HaMikdash? Will that bring Mashiach? Come off it. Who are you kidding? Rabbi Zvi'evi didn't, I'm not. So it's an old question. And I don't know if the answers always sit in our heart and give us full satisfaction of an answer, but it doesn't take you over to where Alecha Amlocha Ligmore. It's not for us to finish. Aval Iyata Ben Choyin Gebach Yimim Yimim, but you're not allowed to be lax. You have to do what you have to do. And you really want to know? Yes, sometimes a specific action can change the world. Yes, it is true like that. Yosef HaTzadik's action, which I'm going to get into now, but I read a sefer in England about it. Yosef HaTzadik's actions of looking after his eyes and his mouth and his careful of and the care of his brothers, maybe one day I'll give you a shiur on it next time if somebody doesn't see, saved the world for many, many generations. So yeah, it could be that we have an awareness, and the sound is saying that sometimes it's very hard, and if we're able to be only done on Isayom, and we're strong about it, it could very well be that, yeah, it could change the world. Not to bring Mashiach, I don't know, but to make the world a better place, because the world who looks at us more favorably, it could be there. So don't minimize your actions. Continue your amazing Gura stories. If you remember one of the stories that I sent this week was from a girl called Lachely. I'm not going to say her last name, even though she did give me permission to use it, and she didn't want to, but I said, come on, it makes such a difference when you know who it is. But the story about the washing machine in camp, I hope you read it, where she went and took the girl's washing machine, washing laundry, and put it in a bag and labeled it, and the girl waited for her and praised her and said, and there's all such a thing. So you should know, I spoke in England, and I spoke in a way since that story was told to me, and I've used it a few times, and people, it's so, wow, and it's such a simple thing, and yet it's so special. All your stories are so, so special. People are blown away from them. And these are mysteries that you have, and mysteries that you are made, and these are, this is fixing what we're lacking with the Beis HaMikdash for the 3 weeks. So continue doing it. Don't think that that because you're just one person and you think you're a little person, what can you really do? It doesn't work like that. We all can affect a lot, and we all affect people around us, and it has ripple effects of affecting other people, so we need to continue that. And Meshachat Yishmael, we will all be Zoyche very soon to Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and Tisha B'Av should be a Yom Tev, and we won't have to fast anymore, and we'll all celebrate the Ribbono Shel Olam returning to this world.